Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
So, as you all know, right now, as it stands today, that we are 1 month away from returning back to our person-to-person church at Crosstown Church of Memphis. We had last month, we had a church meeting. And in that church meeting, we talked about the possibilities of getting back to our in-person church. And with that, the results was that we make the decision that we are going to get back to in-person church. And so today, you know, as it stands, we are 1 month away from the actual start of our in-person church. March 17th of last year was the last time that we had in-person church, with the exception of one time during the summer. We did do an in-person church in the backyard. We did a backyard service at Ton's house. But at the Playhouse on the Square, which is where we meet for our Sunday morning services, it was March 17th was the last time that we had our in-person church. And that was 15 months ago. Can you guys believe that it's been just about a year and a half since we've actually had our in-person church at the Playhouse on the Square? You know, COVID-19, you know, the pandemic has shut us down. And even though it shut us down, it did not stop us because we continue to move forward. We already had an online presence, but it forced us, pandemic forced us to really put all of our efforts and our focus into our online presence. We continued doing that. Whereas we did a couple of live things, but most of it last year, I was pre-recording the messages, upload them to Facebook and YouTube, and scheduling them to go out or to air on Sunday mornings. And we would watch them all together on Sunday mornings, and then we would just participate or communicate during the live chat. Then the beginning of this year, I moved it away from the pre-recorded messages, and we started doing the Zoom lives like we're doing right now. And so we've been doing that ever since, you know, the first Sunday in January. And so here we are today. We're still doing our online church. And it's been almost a year and a half, 15 months since that took place. So the big question now, since we talked about last month, we had a meeting, we made a decision that we're going to get back to in-person church. So the big question now is, where do we go from here? So I want to spend some time. I'm going to spend some time this entire month talking about, you know, what God desires for us, what I believe God is wanting to encourage us in, inspire us in, motivate us in getting back to in-person church, getting ourselves prepared. But even beyond that, for completing and finishing out the remainder of the year with momentum. And that's one of the things that we want to do. We want to continue to build momentum, especially when we move forward into different things or new things that God has for us. It's very important for us to build momentum, especially coming out of the gate. You all are very familiar with, you know, horse racing or the Kentucky Derby. You guys are very familiar with, you know, track running and different things like that. Coming out of the gates is vital. It's very, very important that you have a good start. Amen. And then once you have a good start, once you get started and you got started good, it's very important to build momentum and then figure out how to keep that momentum going. And so we're coming out of the gates and we want to make sure that we build some momentum. And then once we build that momentum, we want to make sure we keep it going. So throughout this month of June, we're going to be building some momentum as we are preparing ourselves to move back into in-person church. And then once we build that momentum, we're going to put the necessary things in place to hopefully keep that momentum going. So I'm going to answer the question today, the big question, and that is, where do we go from here? I know some of you are still concerned about going back to person-to-person church because of the COVID, and that's very understandable. And I want you all to know that that's something that I am not ignoring whatsoever. But I do want you to know that I'm not concerned about COVID. I don't mean that in I don't mean that in a bad way, but I hope that you all will understand, you know, me when I say this, and I hope you will understand my heart. I'm not concerned about COVID. However, I am aware of COVID. I am completely aware of it. I know that there's some things that are still going on. There's some, you know, there's some real concerns that are still valid. But I'm not concerned about COVID at this point, as we were when the shutdown first happened, when the pandemic first hit us really hard. So I want you to know that I'm not concerned about it, but even as I'm not concerned, I am aware of it. My greater concern is this. This is my greater concern so far as, you know, where we're at today, where we're at right now. My greater concern is remembering who we are. That's my greater concern. It's remembering who we are, which brings me to the title of our lesson for today, or the title of this series. The title of this series is for the month of June is titled, Who Are We? And I think it's very important that we remind ourselves from time to time of who we are. We have to remind ourselves that, you know, there's times in our lives where we go through different things. You know, sometimes we go through hardships in our lives. We go through disappointments. We go through setbacks. We go through, you know, we face these different obstacles in our lives. And sometimes it puts us in a negative mindset, or it puts us in this negative space. And we begin to feel, you know, not good about where we're at. And we have to remind ourselves from time to time of who we are. You know, we have to remind ourselves from time to time that we're a child of God. You know, we have to remind ourselves that we are overcomers. We have to remind ourselves that we have the victory. We have to remind ourselves that we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave up everything so that we can experience the victories and the abundance of life that he came to give us. We have to remember, we have to remind ourselves that we have a Heavenly Father that has not abandoned us. He said, never will he leave us, nor will he forsake us. So in spite of all the different things that we go through in life, and the circumstances and situations and the issues of life, we have to remind ourselves from time to time about these things. And just as we have to remind ourselves about who we are in Christ and who we are in God, we also have to remind ourselves who we are when it comes to our church, when it comes to our church family. And so I'm going to spend some time in reminding us about who we are. We are Crosstown. We are Crosstown Church of Memphis. You know, if you're familiar with our church web address, the web address at, for our church website is wearecrosstown.com. The name of our podcast is We Are Crosstown. And so identifying ourselves about who we are is so is very intentionally placed in certain areas to constantly remind us about who we are. It's on our website. It's in our website name to constantly remind us who we are. It's in our podcast name to remind us who we are. You know, it's in other places to remind us who we are. We need to never forget who we are. We are Crosstown Church of Memphis. With that, I want to share with you guys the vision. I want to remind you, shall I say, of our vision. For those of you that are not aware, then this is a sharing to you. For those of you that are, then this is a reminder for you. Our vision statement says this. It says, we are people that love God, love people, and serve the city, bringing people together by sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. This is our vision. This is the thing that God placed in my heart that I have shared with you all with hopes that you would grab hold of it and that it will become something that you will partner with me in identifying with, that you will partner with me in this vision that I believe God has given, that God has given to me and also given to you as you have accepted it. And again, that is, we are people that love God, love people, and serve the city, bringing people together by sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. This is who we are. We are Crosstown Church of Memphis. So from time to time, we have to remind ourselves of who we are. We have to remind ourselves that we are Crosstown. Our vision is serves as a reminder so that we don't forget. So every so often, and I try to make this a point that at least once a year, that I would spend just a little bit of time reminding us about who we are, reminding us about what our vision statement is. I believe that it's not in good practice to go a whole year or go more than a year and not look at your vision statement. I think that any company, any church, any organization, I believe that if you're a bona fide organization, if you are a corporation, if you are a religious community, whatever, then you need to have a vision statement. And that it's very important that from time to time, at least once a year, that you look at that to remind yourselves about who you are. Our vision serves as that reminder. This vision is our identity. It is who we are. But everybody
Amen.
Says, Amen.
But
it is not enough for our vision just to be our identity. Our vision is our identity. It defines who we are. But it's not enough for our vision just to be our identity. Okay? That's why we also have what is called a mission statement. Our mission statement is this. It's a two-part statement. The first part is this. It says, we are a church where people from all ethnic, cultural, social, economic, and denominational backgrounds can find hope, forgiveness, acceptance, and love in the good news of Jesus Christ. That's our mission statement. We seek to be a church of worship, prayer, encouragement, and what? And vision. This is very, very important. Okay. Again, we seek to be a church of worship. We seek to be a church of prayer. We seek to be a church of encouragement. And we seek to be a church of vision. The Bible tells us where there is no vision, or it says that my people perish because of lack of vision. We do not want to be a people that perish. We do not want to be a church that perish. So therefore, it is important, it is vital that we make sure that we're a church of vision. Amen. And so the second part of our mission statement is this, is that we are a church who connects people to God, grow together, serve the city, and extend God's kingdom through church planting. We seek to be good news to those who are not a part of the church, because God loves all people and we will love them also. We will love and serve the city because God loves the city. As we fulfill our mission, lives will be transformed, racial barriers will be torn down as we are reconciled to God and to one another. So we have a vision statement, which is our identity. It identifies who we are. We have a mission statement to bring understanding as to what our job is, okay? So we have an identity, but we also have a purpose. Our purpose is our job. Our purpose is the thing that we need to do. It's one thing to have a name, but what's your purpose? And that's why we have both a vision statement and a mission statement. In the book of Habakkuk, it says, write the vision and make it plain so that those that read it can run with it. So it's very important. We are instructed to write the vision down and to make it plain so that they can run. So those that read it can run with it. Now, I want to ask the question. And that is, what does it mean to run with it? So we have a vision, we write it down so that everybody can read it, but what does it mean to run with it? So I'm going to talk about that here just a little right here, just spend a little bit of time right here talking about that. Run. definition of run. There's like 7 or 8 definitions of run. Okay. I'm going to give us a few of them. One, it is to be in charge of or to manage. When you run something, you are in charge of it and you manage it. Some of you are very familiar when you say, you know, you run this department or that person runs this company or that person runs this business. Okay. That means that they are in charge of it to manage it. If you run a business, if you run a company, if you run a department, if you run your household, you know, whatever that thing is, you are in charge of managing that thing. So here we have a vision. With that vision, God has charged us to manage that vision. Another definition of run is to cause something to be in operation, causing it to function. God has given us a vision, and he wants us to take that something. He wants us to take that vision and put it in operation, causing it to be functional. So that's something that God has given us the responsibility of doing. Another definition of the word run, it is to continue to be valid or in operation for a particular period of time. So God has given this vision and he's given us the responsibility to continue this vision, to continue in this vision along with this mission, so that it continues to be valid and in operation for a particular period of time. So today, I want you all to know that our vision is still valid. Our vision is still a big part of who we are. It's still a part of our identity. And so we cannot forget that, because if we forget it, then we will negate our responsibilities. It is our job and our responsibility to know our vision and through our mission statement to run it. It is our responsibility. It's our job to run with that vision. Amen. So when I said earlier that I am not concerned about COVID, this is what I mean when I say that. So I hope you guys have a better understanding when I say that I am more concerned about who we are and what we do than I am about COVID and what it can do. I am more concerned about our vision. I am more concerned about our mission, because this is who we are. This is the thing that God has charged us with. And that, to me, carries a higher priority than being concerned about COVID. I am aware of COVID, and I will continue to stay aware of COVID. I'm more concerned about who we are and what we do. This is the reason why I'm making this decision to get back to person church. It's very important for us to get back to that place. So with that being, we will continue our online presence. We will continue to have church online. I understand that, you know, over the last year and a half, people's lives have changed, different things that you've had to make some adjustments here and there. I understand that there's probably more people working on Sundays now than they did than before, which may limit their ability to be able to attend in person. I understand that there are still some people that are a little hesitant or concerned about going back because of the pandemic. I understand all of these things. I know all of these things are very real and very valid. It's just like last month we were talking about mind games and struggling with this battle that goes on our mind with negative thinking and positive thinking. And so often how we frame our picture to just a negative portion of the picture, but we don't frame ourselves to the positive things of a picture so that we can appreciate the whole picture. So when we look at the whole picture of this time that we're still in, this, you know, COVID thing is still out there, is still very real. I understand that, but I am not going to frame my thinking just on COVID. I want to frame my thinking on our vision. I want to frame my thinking on our mission statement. And then that way I can appreciate the whole picture of what God is trying to do during this time and not just be so stuck in one particular place. So for that, we will continue our online church. We will continue our online presence for those whose lives have adjusted as a result of it. And for other reasons too, like we were doing even before the pandemic even hit us. So while this has been very convenient, meaning our online presence, while our online presence has been very convenient for us, it is not our final destination. It's very convenient for us. And a lot of us that are on here now, we have so appreciated it. I like it. I mean, I kid you not, just sitting at home right now, right, you know, with a little fish tank behind me and stuff like that. And my wife sitting right here next to me. You know, when I'm at church in the pulpit, my wife is not next to me. You know what I mean? But this is cool. You know, I can just, you know, it's just comfortable. I know you guys enjoy it. It's so convenient for you. But as much as it is convenient for us, it's not our final destination. And we have to remember that our convenience is not our mission. I want you guys to really listen to me when I say that. Hear that statement. Our convenience is not our mission. Okay? It's not our mission. We have a mission. We have a job. We have a responsibility. When you have a job to do, your job is not designed and built around your convenience. You know, I'm going to speak to our brother Carlos. You hear, you know, he got a new promotion on his job. And that job is not built around his convenience. That job is built around the responsibilities of getting something done. And he has been given the responsibility to manage that thing, to make sure it gets done. And it's not built around his convenience. We have to understand that we are Crosstown. Crosstown Church of Memphis is a church that has a job and a responsibility to fulfill that has been given to us by God. And it's our job to manage that thing to make sure it's in operation. Therefore, it cannot be built around our convenience. So understand that our convenience is not our mission. We're going to make a commitment to make our online presence better. I know that, like I said before, I know that some people's lives have been adjusted. We have this online presence now. We're going to make a commitment to even make our online presence even better than what it is right now. You all know we got some corks and screws that we need to tighten up and, you know, some nails we need to nail down to get this thing like, you know, spick and span, right? So we're going to make a commitment to make our online presence, but not to make it a more convenient option so that you all and other people will choose not to come to in-person church, but as a means of telling the world who we are. That's the reason we're going to make a commitment to make our online presence better. We need to not only remember who we are, we need to tell the world who we are. So therefore, we're going to make an investment into our online presence to make it better. Again, not to make it more convenient for you to stay at home and not come to church. All right. So please understand that we're going to invest in making our in-person presence even better. You know, we have to represent God to the highest level possible within our means. Okay. Within our means, within our own resources, it's our responsibility to represent God to the highest level possible that we can do. So we're going to make an investment for our in-person church as well, because our in-person church is going to be also a major part of our online presence. So in order to make our online presence better, we have to make our in-person presence better. But we're going to make a commitment to do just that. Amen. Yeah. So,
amen, Pastor.
That's our commitment. I reminded us of who we are. I reminded us of our job, our responsibility, our charge, which is our mission. And I gave us some commitments that we're going to do. Okay. Now I'm going to share with you the plan. Here is the plan. Although I'm not concerned about COVID, I am aware of this. I done said that about 10 times already, all right? That's why we will have guidelines in place to make an attempt to prevent the spread of the virus within our services. These guidelines are in accordance with the CDC guidelines and also with Playhouse on the Square guidelines. So we have three layers, basically, or shall I say, our guidelines have been built because of two layers of protection guidelines. And that is the CDC and the Playhouse on the Square. With the combination of both of those guidelines, then we have established our guidelines, which will do more than 90% of the places that you visit on a regular basis. Hear me out when I say that now. The guidelines that we have in place are more than 90 or probably better than that, maybe 95% of the places that you visit on a daily basis. You will find that Crosstown Church of Memphis will be one of the most protected places that you visit. You will find that there are things that we will be doing that you do not have happen to you on a daily basis. Some of the things that happen to you or that you experience in going in with these COVID guidelines, you may be experiencing those things maybe once every few weeks, maybe once a month. Well, you will be experiencing, you will see these things in place at Crosstown Church of Memphis. So that's a part of the plan. The next thing that's a part of the plan is on the 4th of July. The 4th of July coming up will be our first day back. I know it's a holiday. The 4th of July is on a Sunday. But you know what? Just like I'm not concerned about COVID, I'm not concerned about the 4th of July. I am aware, but I am not concerned about the 4th of July. So we will have church on the 4th of July, and that will be our first Sunday back. And maybe because it's the 4th, we'll do something, you know, a little festive or something. We'll plan, we'll do some brainstorming and we'll figure that out. But we will have service every first Sunday of the month. So we're just going to have in-person service once a month, and we're going to do it on the first Sunday of every month. And it will be at the Playhouse on the Square. Other Sundays, we're going to continue with our online church, just like we're doing right now. And our goal is to allow, the reason that we're doing once a month, there's actually several reasons, but I'm just going to give one right now. And that is, we want to allow everyone a chance to become comfortable in coming back to church. And we want to also allow everybody an opportunity to get back in the routine of coming back to church. Amen. I know some of us, we've gotten very comfortable in having church and participating in church, just logging in, sitting at home, laying in the bed, cooking breakfast, riding in the car, going grocery shopping, at work, all these different things. We've gotten very comfortable with that. But so we're going to give people, we're going to give you all an opportunity to get back comfortable with coming back to in-person church, as well as getting back into the routine of doing so. Once we feel that we have enough people that are comfortable and we have the support necessary to sustain ourselves, we will begin to increase our in-person church. So I don't have that defined right now as to what that would look like, whether we would go to doing twice a month or three times a month, or if we would just dive head first and just get back to every Sunday. But we will take a look at that as we progress. So that's our plan. OK. And so here are the instructions. At the beginning of the year, you know, I taught this series that was titled Keep the Change. And in this series, I laid out some instructions that I believe that God was giving us to help us to navigate through this year of 2021 in light of this COVID pandemic, but also in light of when we actually get to a place to get back to in-person church, which is where we are now. OK, and so here the instructions that I believe that God gave us in the beginning of the year, and I shared them all with you in this series that's called Keep the Change. Number one is this. And that is for men to take a stronger leadership role in their families and what? And in the church. So my hope, my desire is that from January up until now, that men have began to take a stronger leadership role in their families. When it comes to the church, there hasn't been a lot yet put forth to put some demands on the men to have a stronger leadership role in the church outside of participating with Fellowship Friday and a couple other things, you know. But as we get ready to move back into in-person church, then here is an opportunity for men to take up or to step up in that particular area. And that is to take a stronger leadership role in their families and in the church. It is time for our men to step up to the plate. It is time for our men not to sit in the stands any longer and just be a spectator, but it's time for our men to step up to the plate and swing the bat. We need men to commit to helping. This is what I need from our men right now, okay? And we need for men to commit to helping every service right now. That's once a month, the first Sunday of every month. We need for men to commit to every service helping with setup and tear down. For ever since the very start of Crosstown Church, of doing our in-person church, when we started in the cafe, then we moved over to the circuit, and then back to the cafe. I have primarily been 90% probably of the time in those 2 years that we've done this. I have been doing all of this setup primarily by myself. I need men to make a commitment to come alongside of me and help me do that. Okay. I need to be able to do the thing that God has called me to do. God has called me to be the shepherd. God has called me to be the leader. God has called me to be the one to deliver a message, to teach, in order to teach a message that will edify the body, but also remind us and give us the momentum, give us the encouragement to do the things that he has called us to do. Okay, these are some things. God has given me the responsibility to run with this thing. I need to manage this thing. And so I need some men to come alongside of me and help me with some of this other stuff, and set up and tear down is one of them. OK, so men, I'm counting on you. I need you. OK, I don't want you. I mean, no, that didn't sound good. I do want you, but I need you. Amen. I need for men to make a commitment to our Fellowship Fridays. You know, this past Friday, we had a Fellowship Friday for the month of June. We have it every first Sunday of the month. No, every first Friday of the month. Every first Friday of the month, we have Fellowship Fridays, which is our men's get together. And this past Friday, I kid you not, we had a great time. I mean, our discussion was so good. I mean, every man there was like fully engaged, fully participating in it, and the things that we discussed and how God just came in and he was such a part of it. It was strong. It was powerful. It was great. I need men. I need you to make a commitment to the Fellowship Fridays, because this is an opportunity for us to sharpen each other. This is an opportunity for us to encourage each other. This is an opportunity for us to build each other so that we can continue to do the things that God wants us to do. Okay, the second instruction that God has given, to commit to attending. Your presence and your attendance is valuable and necessary. Just as you guys have made the commitment to attend online, I need you to also make a commitment to attend in person. Amen. We need you, your presence, your attendance. It is valuable. It is necessary. As we grow, we're going to need your help. People are going to come. And as they come, we need your help to handle the people as they come in. We need your smile. We need your bubbly personality. We need your hands where your hands is necessary. We need you in whatever area that you are gifted, talented, skilled, whatever it is that you can do. We need your gift. We need your talent. We need your presence. you know, to help us to do the things that God has called us to do. Remember, our convenience is not our how did I say that before? It's not our mission.
It's not our mission.
Our convenience is not our mission. We have to realize and understand that we have a job to do. Us being a church and having church is not all about us sitting there, getting a good word, fellowshipping with each other. All that's good. All that's a part of it. But that's not our destination. Our destination is to do the job that God has called us to do. So therefore, it is important that you are there. Carlos cannot be happy and satisfied with someone who was employed by FedEx, but they don't never show up. If they don't never show up then to do the job that they were called to do, it's time to fire them. And so we ain't firing nobody, okay? But it's your job. It's your responsibility to show up, to help us to run with this thing. That's why your attendance is valued. That's why your attendance is necessary. The next instruction that we have is to make a financial commitment. We need a financial commitment from everybody. This will enable us to pay our lease without strain on a very few people. You know, the Playhouse is not letting us stay there, for free. You know, we have other bills outside of it. We have our church insurance. We have, other bills and responsibilities that we have. So we have software things that we pay every month to manage our bookkeeping and to manage, all of our books and our membership and everything, you know. But the lease that we, you know, when we go back to the Playhouse, we have to pay that monthly lease. And so we need a financial commitment from everyone to make sure that our financial obligation is sustainable and that it's not a strain on a very few people. If everybody contribute, you know, with your hands, with your finances, and with prayer, then we make the workload easy for everybody. The next instruction is to help to promote. We need you to help to promote who you are. We need you to help to promote who we are. We need you to invite people to attend our in-person church once a month, the first Sunday of every month. We need you to invite people to visit us online. You know, we need you to help us to get the word out that we're going back to in-person service and that it's safe. We need you to help us to communicate to people, say, hey, you don't have to be worried at Crosstown Church of Memphis because we got some guidelines in place. Our guidelines are better than the guidelines that Walmart got. Our guidelines are better than the gas station that you go to every day. Our guidelines are better than Walgreens guidelines. Our guidelines are better than what restaurants y'all go to all the time, whatever restaurant you go to all the time, you know. Our guidelines are better than those. And we got some good guidelines in place. You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be afraid. It's going to be a safe environment. We're going to come together. We're going to worship together. We're going to fellowship together. We're going to pray together. And we're going to get into God's word together. You know, that's what we're going to do. So we need you to get the word out. Help us to get the word out. Invite people. Invite someone. You know, but not only do we need you to invite someone, we also need you to show up. It's you can't invite nobody and they show up for church and then you don't show up, okay? So you have to show up, whether online or in person. If it's the first Sunday and you're coming to church and you invite someone to come to church, you need to make sure you show up as well. And you need to make sure that you're there before they're there, okay? It ain't a cool thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not a cool thing when you invite somebody to go somewhere or somebody invites you to go somewhere. You show up and they late. You show up and they ain't there. Okay, that's not cool. So when you invite somebody, make sure you're there before they're there. If you invite somebody to join online, make sure you show up. Make sure it's a bad feeling when you've been invited to go somewhere and either the person that invited you, they late or they don't even show up. So make sure that when you invite somebody, you show up. Amen. Amen. So we need you all to do those things. We need men to step up and to take a stronger leadership role in helping us with our in-person church. We need everyone to commit to attending. We need everyone to make a financial commitment, and we need everyone to help us to promote. Amen. So who are we?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bear.
We are Crosstown Church of Memphis. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but when I just said that, I felt good when I said that. I felt like I wanted to, if we was in church, I probably would have ran around the church, ran around the sanctuary real quick. You know, I felt like running when I said that. Who are we? Somebody asked me who are we? Are Crosstown Church of Memphis. And I say that with pride. I say that with joy. I say that with excitement. I say that in knowing who we are. We are Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are people that love God, love people, and serve the city, bringing people together by sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. What do we do? You know, I remember the movie 300, and Leonardo, he had his 300 soldiers, and they were marching to get ready to go to battle. And as they was marching and getting ready to go to battle, there was another a group of men from another city or town that they met up with that was joining them in their battle. And the guy looked at them, and you know, Leonardo's looked at this guy's soldiers, and they had all different types of weapons and all different, you know, they was all dressed different types of ways. And you know, Leonardo's looked at his 300 soldiers, and they all had the same weapons. They all had the same shields. They all had the same, you know, armory on. They all looked very uniform, where this other guy and his soldiers, they didn't look very uniform. And so Leonardo asked the question. He was like, you know, he asked a couple of soldiers in the other guy's army. He asked them, hey, what do you do? And one guy's like, I'm a carpenter. Yes. What do you do? You know, he's I'm a chef. So what do you do? I'm a teacher. You know, I don't know if those exact occupations they gave, but you know, you get the gist of it. Leonardo turned around and he looked at his soldiers and he said, who are we? No, he said, what do we do? Or something like that. He said, they're like, who are? And his point was, they were all soldiers. They were all soldiers. They all knew what their job was. They all knew what their responsibility was. They were raised. They were called. They were commissioned to be soldiers. What do we do? Somebody asks us, who are we? We are Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a people. We love God. We love people. We serve the city, bringing people together by sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. What do? We're a church where people of all ethnic, cultural, social, economic, and denominational backgrounds can find hope, forgiveness, acceptance, and love in the good news of Jesus Christ. We seek to be a church of worship, prayer, encouragement, and vision. We are a church who connects people to God, grow together, serve the city, and expand God's kingdom through church planting. We seek to be good news to those who are not a part of the church, because God loves all people, and we will love them also. We will love and serve the city because God loves the city. We will, or as we fulfill our mission, lives will be transformed and racial barriers will be torn down as we are reconciled to God and to one another.
If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.